Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I spoke to a neuroscientist about the negative effects alcohol has on our brain, so I decided I'm going to take 12 months off and bring you along for the journey. Each week, I'm going to document how it's affected me physically, emotionally, socially, and also financially. Welcome to 28 and Sober. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to another episode of Good Humans Podcast. This is 28 and Sober week number 44, I believe it is. Oh, yeah, 44. Far out. What a journey it has been. Getting very close. 9 weeks left until I finish this year, and far out. Thank you, everyone, for the support on the journey. If it's your first time here today, which I doubt it is, but if it is, please go and hit that follow or subscribe button. Leave us a 5-star rating and maybe a review if you want to be really epic. But yeah, wow, this week has been one of the busiest of my life, actually. I had a crazy week of work. I had a workshop, a corporate workshop on Monday in Brisbane, and then I had 3 school workshops on Tuesday at Palm Beach Crumbin High School. Wednesday, I did an epic podcast with a neuroscientist from Drinkarepa. Thursday, I had 2 more workshops in another school on the Gold Coast. Flew to Melbourne Thursday night. Friday, another corporate workshop and a podcast with some boys from Speak and Share, which is going to be epic. And then I came down to my friend's farm for the weekend, and I mean, it would have been nice to have some beers to sort of celebrate the week and to just add to my switch-off weekend. I'm very lucky. I'm just spending the weekend at my friend Josh's place, a couple hours out of Melbourne, where he's got a little a very beautiful five-hole golf course wrapping around his holiday house, which has been great to just switch off and have a real nice time to relax and recharge the batteries, which, talking to Josh, he was like, I don't think I've ever been down here and not had a beer. And he's been coming down here all the time since he was like 16. And yeah, he was like, this might be the first time I've ever come down here and played golf and not had a beer. But yeah, we're going strong. No alcohol, just been kind of cruising. We've drunk so much water and we've even been barely drinking soft drink. I think I had one can of Solo each day. But yeah, just feeling really good for it. I just feel like now things are really starting to flow in my life and just starting to notice so many just changes. I don't look or care or even think about alcohol, really. I'm like, oh, it would be nice to have a beer, but I'm just not, obviously not. And yeah, it's just been something nice to notice, but also just having that kind of awareness that I probably will drink again in a couple of weeks. I'm kind of like not counting down the days, but I'm like, what's going to happen once I get back to that year? Am I going to just get straight back into it, or am I just going to, yeah, probably not drink anymore? I don't know. I feel like I'll probably have like a drink or two or maybe a night out for my birthday this year once I've sort of celebrated all of my age of 28. I never touched alcohol, which I think will be something I can look back on and reflect and be like, that was really cool. And I mean, hopefully it kind of keeps me on this journey. Like I said, so many things have gotten positive and great in my life since stopping. So I don't know. What do you reckon? Should I stay not drinking alcohol? I think because I'm a part owner of an alcohol company, I'm around it quite a bit. I think now I'll be far more responsible and far more conscious and just like pick my moments rather than just drink for the sake of it. But yeah, I think for my 29th birthday, I might have a couple drinks, probably a couple gravity seltzers to try our flavors that I haven't tried. And then, yeah, I go over to Ibiza and Malta for my brother-in-law, Fisher's got a big tour over in Europe, so I missed going over there last year, but this year I get to go over and spend a couple of weeks with him. So I'll probably drink on that trip, but then once I'm home, I reckon I'm going to probably stay off the piss once again. So yeah, that's kind of been my journey for the week. Like I said, probably one of my most successful business weeks ever. And yeah, didn't get to celebrate with alcohol, but just celebrated with some nice switch off and relaxing time, which has been epic. Thanks for continuing to follow this journey. It's been really fun. Been pretty cool to know that I can do it. It's something that I've always questioned myself. Oh, I wonder if I could take that much time off. And yeah, I feel like I'm obviously going to get there now. But yeah, if you're out there thinking, oh, maybe you're a bit sober curious, I wonder what life would be like without doing it, I can almost guarantee you life will improve a little bit, or at least your health will, your clarity in your mind will, and yeah, you'll be very proud of yourself. So give it a try, even if it's a month, 2 months, and yeah, send me a message on Instagram. Let me know how you're going. Let me know if this story or my journey's inspired you a little bit. I'd love to hear from you all. So thanks heaps for tuning in. This week, we've got some bloody epic podcasts coming out. I can't wait to share them with you. So make sure you tune in this week. We've got a neuroscientist coming up on Friday, all involved with Drink a Rapper. So you can learn all about the brain drink and yeah, all about his story and why it's so important to him. Wednesday, 1% pod, always a banger. Make sure you tune into that one. And yeah, thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you share these podcasts around with friends. Numbers are blowing up. I love you all. Can't wait to keep bringing podcasts to you every single week. Take care of yourself. I'll chat to you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.